From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office out with this new HCSO Citizen RIMS portal. It can be accessed at hcso.crimegraphics.com. With its incident mapping feature, the public can see incidents that have occurred within the past 24 hours or more throughout the county. It can also enable a new level of community interaction, allowing the public to help law enforcement efforts by providing a list of reported missing persons and stolen vehicles to look for, as well as a security camera registration tool to aid in criminal investigations. Citizen RIMS also allows the public to see the sheriff's office, latest arrests, booking photos, and calls for service. He's the only one in the lockup who has it, apparently, but a man charged with a Southern Humboldt carjacking and robbery missed his preliminary hearing Tuesday because he has scabies. Lost Coast Outpost reporting 21-year-old Franklin Antonio Molina couldn't be brought to the courtroom where alleged victims were waiting to testify against him because the disease in which a mite burrows under the skin and lays eggs is contagious. Itching from the infestation can last for weeks. Molina is one of two men accused of robbing, assaulting, and imprisoning an Island Mountain area father and daughter on December 21st. When the father got free, he found the men had made off with $30,000 in cash, several guns, marijuana, and his SUV. Community reinvestment grants for Humboldt County are available now through the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, or GoBiz. The grant solicitation and link to the online application portal, as well as an application user guide, can be found at CalCRG's website, business.ca.gov. GoBiz will hold a technical assistance webinar to help applicants with questions about the process Tuesday, April 30th, 1 to 3 p.m. Sign up through Eventbrite. Six people found inside a residence in Eureka have to find somewhere else to live after being told by police the place was unfit for habitation. Monday, police executed a warrant for the property on the 100 block of Henderson Street. That followed an April 9th search warrant where code enforcement located numerous code violations within the house and on the property. As a part of the process, the tenants were served a 24-hour notice to vacate on Friday, April 19th. The tenants were given the weekend to remove their belongings from the property. During the warrant on Monday, six people were located inside the residence and in structures on the property. They were given 45 minutes to evacuate. Ultimately, crews removed two 40-yard dumpsters of trash and waste from the yard of the residence, plus a dump truck filled with tires. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.